The Prime Minister's speech today was always unlikely entirely to quell the dissent on the government's backbench. Several MPs have told PM they still think his leadership is terminal. Queensland MP Andrew Lamming says he supports the Prime Minister, but calls today's speech a missed opportunity to abolish knights and dames. He told political reporter James Glenday that he would now introduce a private members' bill to scrap them and return to the old honours system.
Well, we have a captain's pick to introduce these honours. I'm firmly opposed to them. I was hoping that today could see an end to those honours. That hasn't occurred in the press club speech. I'm a teammate of the Prime Minister's, and it's my belief that not having them withdrawn today leaves me with no option but to deliver a private member's bill fully drafted next Tuesday to the selection committee and to allow the Parliament to decide.
Are you disappointed then with the Prime Minister's speech and the issues that he addressed? Do you think he's listening to backbench concerns?
Look, specifically, knights and dames are an issue that nearly 90% of the nation are opposed to. The best way to stop it is to obviously introduce a bill, but we reaffirm that the AO is the highest award that is in our honour system, and I think that is the system we had before. It worked perfectly well, and it's one that I'll be trying to reinstitute.
Do you think Tony Abbott has to go as leader now?
No, I'm supporting the Prime Minister. I've asked for certain social policy reforms, but at this level today was an opportunity to remove these awards, which are manifestly unpopular, and also placing the coalition in a position of ridicule.
Do you concede, though, that going public in the way that you're doing at this time, when there's a group of MPs agitating for leadership change, is going to be perceived as an attack on the PM's authority?
The direction that we're looking for in 2015 had to include removal of these awards. I'm hoping that I'll have significant support on both sides of the political fence. Meantime, of course, we're a government that governs. We've had a fantastic 2014 with the exception of what we couldn't get through the Senate. But we do need to find a new direction in 2015.
This is going to heighten leadership speculation, though. Have you spoken with the Prime Minister about your decision?
Yes, I've been in communication with the Prime Minister prior to his speech today, and that's exactly what I wanted him to do. I thought it was a moderately small concession in the scheme of things. I think it would be very widely supported. I don't see a point in awarding English royals with what are fundamentally imperial awards and using Australia as the intermediary. I think it has attracted ridicule to the party. I don't think it's worked. It undermines the award system, and I think that is absolutely unacceptable position to be in.
You say you support the Prime Minister, though. You must concede that if this private member's bill is to be accepted and then get up, that would almost certainly damage Tony Abbott's credibility and standing among his own colleagues much, and let alone the public.
I feel that it would have a greater impact, which is that people would feel that the coalition was looking out for the interests of the award system, and that while you can have a captain's pick, you can also have a teammate's reply. I mean, this is effectively my reply. It goes to the full Parliament and both houses can decide. I concede that it won't be a popular move by me, but I think it has enormous community support. And I think people expect that of politicians in this day and age. I think they're tired of party operators who won't speak freely, and I'm proud to be a member of a party that allows that.
When you spoke to the Prime Minister, did he ask you not to go out and do this?
We didn't discuss that. I just made it clear that I thought that the system that has been implemented was anachronistic, that it needs to go, and I thought that today was the opportunity to do it. That didn't happen. I'm really disappointed. I think many Australians would be disappointed, and a private member's bill is the appropriate next step.
That's Andrew Lamming speaking to James Glenday.